Nerd Soul.
All right, now, Late Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, another wonderful episode of That's Right On Screen, and we talking Star Wars. But we're here. We got the finale of Mandalorian. I'm going to run through this the same way that Lady Lisa and I run through or used to run through another wonderful show of ours. But Mandalorian, it's time to watch it. It's time to get busy. So let's go. Yo, I'm going to keep it real. The starting exactly off where they ended. Thank you. I hate when there's like a finale and they leave you on a cliffhanger, then they do some kind of time jump and you're like, yo, man, what happened? I like that we starting out right, you know, right where we left off. They on the run. You got my girl Bo-Katan and everybody just trying to get up out of there because, you know what I'm saying, is the block is hot. Oh, snap. Yo, I forgot Axe split to go on and tell everybody else what's going on. I hate to say this, but I feel like when Axe get up there, everybody gonna be dead. Because this whole thing was clearly a trap. So something telling me, man, you know, of course, with the radio cutting out and stuff, bruh, I think when he get up there, it's gonna be a whole bunch of blown up ships. Also, shouts out to Mandalorian technology, because I didn't know their jetpacks could take them that high. That is crazy, because I remember, didn't they say something about like fuel or something? But maybe he got like 93 in there. He ain't using that 87. Yo, ladies, I know y'all stay back to kind of like hold people off or something, but you know the armor they wearing, yo. You got to shoot, aim for the thigh, yo. Aim for the thigh. I'm going to give it to you like, you know what I'm saying, like a great master gave it to me. If a man can't stand, he can't fight. Shoot them thighs, yo. Get thighs. Only thighs. Don't be ordering no breasts, no wings, no nothing. Just all thighs. Hit them thighs. Shoot them jammies out. Oh, snap. No, your boy didn't. Yo, Din Djarin did the whole, like, I'm going to pretend like I'm, you know what I'm saying, like I'm all knocked out, right? Psych, headbutt to the dome. You know what I'm saying? He did a little action roll, cut off his little, you know, binding or whatever. Yo, my boy Din Djarin is up in here doing work. Did Din Djarin just hit us with an action roll that ended with a kick? I didn't even know you could do that. Like, I've seen people do, like, the flip that, you know, like a kick, like, on the back of your head. Like, I think Goku did it one time. But see, Din Djarin did, like, an action roll, but then left his leg out to kick the arm. Man, look, man, he killing it right now. Yo, all right, on the real, the way he snapped that Imperial's neck, yo, man, he on Steven Seagal level right now. Now, this ain't the old Steven Seagal. I'm talking about the Mark for Death Steven Seagal. I'm talking about that young one when he was like, you know what I'm saying? Take that neck right out. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out for that. Yo. Okay. I did not expect your boy Grogu to come in the clutch. I thought, at least the way it was shot, Grogu split with everybody else. But I guess Grogu was like, yo, my daddy, I can't let my daddy go down like that. I can't let my daddy go down. I stopped the show. No, y'all ain't going to hit a brother right in the heart. When he said, Grogu, I'm going to need you to be brave for me. Look, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I got a little guy. You know what I'm saying? I can't imagine being in a situation where I got to, you know what I'm saying? I got to get down on one knee and look him in the eye and be like, look, little man, I'm going to need you to be brave for me. Because right now it's just us. You know what I'm saying? We got to do what we got to do. All right, so I'm going to need you to be strong. I'm going to need you. Look, man, hey. Y'all, look, y'all ain't gonna make me choke up in this. Yo, when he said, are you with me? And Grogu hit you with that head nod, you knew. And that's why they hit you with the title right after that, because they knew the emotion was coming through. Because see, now we've had, all right, season one, he was just a man that was just, hey, I'm just getting my bounty hunt on. And he comes across this youngling, and he's like, hey, I got to save this. I don't know what they're about to do with this kid, but it ain't good. You know what I'm saying? So I can't let them take this kid. Then in season two, he's like, oh, snap, there's such a... like so much of a, you know, discrepancy between what I know or thought I knew about Mandalorians and Mandalore And all of this extra stuff is coming into play. Like, there's a Jedi, and you know, maybe I need to take him back to his people, and I try to take him back to his people, and you know, he ends up choosing me, you know, on the Boba Fett show and stuff. Like, so this man's world has continued to open up throughout his journey that we've seen. And now, you know what I'm saying, he a proud papa. That's what I'm talking about. A proud papa, boy. Yo, come on. Tell me this show ain't giving you everything you need right now. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Alright, cool. So at least, because now we know that Bo-Katan knows exactly, you know, what's going on with Din Djarin and vice versa, because I hate shows where people don't communicate. So now, of course, we have this kind of manufacture issue because you have the storm that's, you know, blocking, you know, the reinforcements or whatever, so we can't speak up there. But at least down here, Bo-Katan knows that Grogu and Din Djarin are safe, and he knows that they're safe. Now, I mean, of course, it's still dangerous out here, and there's still bad guys and stuff, but at least we know for right now, everyone's safe. So that's a cool thing. And then it seems like the guys that stayed back and, you know, had their own little ship on Mandalore know a little place to chill out, or at least, you know, get your relax on, you know, so you can regroup and then come back strong, hopefully. Side note real quick, there's nothing more beautiful than the scream of a TIE fighter. I don't know what it is. It's something about that TIE fighter scream. It just get me. Also, I like how they, like, how they're in the racks. They like, kind of hang like bats. Because the regular TIE fighters, they're kind of, like, I guess, horizontal or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying? But these hanging there vertically, like, you know what I'm saying? And the way they kind of, like, let go and level out, that joint is kind of sweet. Almost look like Flight of the Navigator, boy. Alright, cool. So, alright, we just saw Moff Gideon. He up in there, you know, looking at his, you know, his little schematics and stuff. Alright, so at least we know that the fleet is okay for now. Because homie was like, we launched the bombers, and, you know, they're going to take out the fleet. So, which means that right now, the fleet should be all good. Hopefully. So, at least at this moment, we good. Also, I see how Moff Gideon trying to, you know, steal that Darth Vader flavor. You know what I'm saying? Flavor. Still in that flavor. But you see how he was like, should we engage? He up there tracking him on the little tracker and stuff. He put on his helmet trying to be cool. Like, no, I will do it myself. Man, you ain't cool. Alright, actually, he is cool. And that cape is cool. And the whole suit is cool. But I'm gonna say he's not cool because he's a bad guy. So he ain't cool. Alright, R5, right now, we ain't got no time for you being scary, all right? I'm just saying, when the second he said R5, I'm like, hold up. Ain't R5 the robot that's all scared and, like, we ain't got no time? See, this is when we need R2. You know what I'm saying? This is what, but I mean, I guess technically right now R2 is somewhere with Luke. But still, this is when we need a R2 type of droid. Either R2, maybe Chopper. We need somebody who, you know what I'm saying, who's ready to tussle. Because R5, man, he... You know what I'm saying? He ain't made for this, man. R5 is more made for, like, you know, maybe accounting, records, somewhere in the mailroom. He ain't made for this. Now, as I watch R5 kind of, like, float down, you know what I'm saying, using his little jetpacks, does R5 even know how to, like, sneak around and be sneaky? Because, like, just, man, R5, man, don't mess this up, man. Come on, please. Alright, he don't know how to sneak, but I'm gonna say this, he did a good job. He heard the mouse droid. It was like, doo, 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 doo. He knew to back up. And then he peeked around the corner. So, you know what I'm saying? He do it. So far, so good.
Okay. I see you, R5. Got the info. That's all we need. Now R5 can get back out of sight, and we all good. We got the command center, and well, I guess technically, the command center information doesn't really matter as much, I guess, because Moff Gideon left. But when we get the command center, at least we can, I don't know, probably blow something up or something. You know, I mean, just blow everything up. That's how you stop them. Okay, let me speak on Axe Woes for a second. All right, when I first met Axe, he was kind of whack. You know what I'm saying? I was a pony, didn't know it. But anyway, still, check it. I didn't like him. Yeah, I didn't like the cut of his jib. But I like how he got to the ship. He was like, how should we proceed? He was like, I need y'all to do this, this, and this. I got you. We going to do. See, that's the thing that I love about having a team, that you ain't got it. All you got to do is say, look, go over there, and they know how to figure everything else out on their own. See, that's the point of having a team that is competent. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all probably see people out there that they want like a whole bunch of followers and a whole bunch of dumb people because they want to be the smartest in the room. No, man. You want to be with the smartest people. You want everybody, your whole crew to be on point. Because then if you ever fall or if you ever busy, you can be like, yo, just take care of it. And they got it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about nothing else because they on point with theirs on their own. I know he probably got to die. But you know what? I kind of want Axe to make it, man. Even if he make it with like a broken leg or something, or like a messed up shoulder. You know what I'm saying? We got cybernetics and stuff. We can fix him. You know what I'm saying? We can make him better. You know what I'm saying? Cause see, now he done stepped up. You know what I'm saying? He done stepped up. He didn't do it for his Mandalorians. He didn't do it for the children of the Watch or whatever. He did it for Mandalore. He did it for everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is the Unite. He got on code. You know what I'm saying? And for y'all listening, y'all need to get on code. You know what I mean by it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to say nothing more. Just make sure you always on code. Yo. Please tell me my boy ain't about to take y'all down one by one. Well, I guess like one section by one. But he said R5 open up the shield. He took them two down. He was like, all right, who's next? You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I like this survival mode, semi-hallway scene fight. You know what I'm saying? See, it's their fault for not putting railings on. Because, see, if they put railings on, that dude wouldn't have fell off the edge. But, I guess he got stabbed in the neck anyway, so it ain't matter. But still, I love this scene. The whole, and they trying to open up the thing, and R5 like, nah, bro, we got y'all where we want y'all. Yo, man, how the snitch droid knew? He knew to check that corner, man. Look, and he started, you know, he let the alarm off, so R5 might not be able to help us much more. But shouts out to, yo, whoever trained Mando, yo, that training is coming in handy. Because the man had the knife. He had the sword. He had the little staff thing with the little electricity on the end. Mando is way better of a fighter / brawler than I think we've given him credit for. Them little mouse droids, what did they think he was going to do? They was just going to keep, I guess, bumping into R5 until, what, he just ran out of battery power or something? What? I don't know what they expected him to do, but when we finally get into that kind of like that cryo chamber or whatever, that little cloning, those little cloning tubes or baths, bath water or whatever it is, what has Moff Gideon been doing? I don't, because we didn't get a clear look at who was in there. They look like they might be clones, but I'm not sure because it didn't really super focus on their face, and I'm pretty sure they did that on purpose. Now, if you already know, let me know in the comments exactly who he's cloning or what he's cloning, but I know he's doing something wrong because whenever you go, like, for instance, if you went, I don't know, let's say you went over your friend's house and there was like a whole bunch of tubes with water with people in them, you knew something was going wrong immediately. You don't nobody do that stuff for good. Oh snap, it's Moff Gideon, son. Oh snap. Yo, plot, man, they got the Shyamalan twist on this joint. I didn't know I'm thinking this dude trying to make more dark troopers or something. Yo, he making himself. Yo, I guess they say love yourself. So, I guess this man is, he definitely loves himself. I know, I tell you that, because I would have never thought that he was cloning himself. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was like making, you know, super soldiers or something. So help him be better. But I guess if you clone yourself, then like if you could keep your memories some type of way, then technically you get to live forever. You know what I'm saying? And then you can always rule. He trying to set it up so he can be the emperor. You know what I'm saying? And yo, the fact that the dude opened his eyeballs up all mad hard staring at Grogu, I would have jumped back too. I was like, look, hey, look, that's nasty and weird and I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Not in my watch. Not on my watch. So I'm guessing he killed the clones because the water was giving them nutrients or something. I don't know what it is. They're keeping them hydrated. Whatever it was, he broke it. So I'm guessing all the clones is dead. So if that's good, if you could kill all the clones, then you don't have to worry about him trying to, you know, like enact his evil plan or something. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop that at the root. Quick side note, these surface caves, first, I never heard this term surface caves, but it sounds kind of cool. And when they went down, I was like, oh snap, y'all got a little like fern gully down here. I see y'all know y'all here in like a little baby Garden of Eden. Alright, so word. We got our reinforcements, you know what I'm saying? Because you heard the lady, your reinforcements have arrived. So cool. We know that the planet will now can sustain life. And we got the, you know what I'm saying, we ready to take back our plan. She put the helmet on. We know we good to go. We ready to get locked and loaded, baby. Locked and month loaded. Yo, all right. Tell me y'all ain't bugging with the good music. The music swell. They in the flying V. They got the ships. Yo, we about to take back our planet. Now I get it. The Mandalorian ain't just about Din Djarin. It's about the Mandalorian culture. It's about the Mandalorian planet. It's about the Yo, come on, bro. Tell me y'all ain't hype. Come on, they flying in the flying formation. They flying in a flying V. They got the ships there. They about to take down Moff Gideon. They about to get their planet back. Shouts out to the Mandalorians out there. Come on now. Oh, and just to let you know, with all these Mandalorians and Bo-Katan pulled out the Darksaber, you know the deal. It's about to get realer than real. I don't think we've ever seen someone flying and using a lightsaber before. I might be wrong, but if we haven't, we just crossed a new moment in lightsaber history, and it was sweet. Also, shouts out to the armor for using, yo, she got to use what she got to use. She got the tire iron, and she got the hammer. Now, what is it, a hammer and a big wrench or something? Whatever it is, she using it, and when you get busting the head with that, you ain't going to be happy. Yo, now we finally know what he was looking for. He said, I was finally perfect with my clones. The only thing I needed was a little bit of that force juice. You know what I'm saying? Just a little piece of the force. But nah, we denied that. We denied that in season one, baby. We said, nah, you ain't getting none of the force with your little evil soul. Alright, now hold up. You know Moff Gideon think he bad, right? Alright, so peep this. You ain't bad, man. Now, alright, peep this. Homie kind of semi-body slams Mandalorian. That's cool, right? Or Din Djarin. He kind of slimmy body slams him, right? So he's walking towards him, trying to boss up. He could have grabbed the gun, but he kicked the gun to the side. You know what I'm saying? This is when he feeling himself too much. Also, don't he know that Grogu there? Maybe he don't know that Grogu there. All I know is he feeling himself a little too much. Don't get hasty. Because that's what happens when you a bad guy. You think, oh, I got this. You know, I don't need this gun. See, you should have grabbed the gun and just hit him with the blocker. But see, you lost that opportunity. You gonna wish you didn't do that. Oh, snap, the guards. I forgot about the guards. Oh, man, come on. Well, I mean, I guess I can't expect a bad guy to fight fair. But, man, not the guards. You know what? But I don't know if they know Grogu there. See, Grogu, we gonna need you to come through with the... Come on, man. We gonna need you to hit him with the Force one time. Please tell me your boy Din Djarin did not just hit somebody with a little capoeira real quick. Because it looked like he hit one of the roundhouses real quick. But I'm gonna just let that slide. But I finally see this is Grogu's moment. He stepped in. He said, no, you ain't gonna touch... Look, you ain't gonna beat down my daddy. We kind of in a little bit of trouble. Like, it seems like the Mandalorians in the sky is kind of doing all right. It seems like they taking out the Imperials kind of well. But man, your boy Grogu on the run and they ain't looking pretty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's small, so he a little more agile, but it ain't looking good right now. And straight up hand to hand, it seemed like Moff Gideon got your boy Din Djarin on a one-on-one tip. Oh, I ain't think we was gonna get a round two with your girl Bo-Katan and your boy Moff Gideon. Come on, y'all. She said, look, I got this. Go save your kid. You know what I'm saying? Because look, ever since he reneged on his deal and killed my people, oh, we got a beef to settle up in here tonight. Yo. Alright, Moff Gideon says surrender or fight. So that was a direct jab. But your boy comes in without delay and starts capping on all the Praetorian guards. Now, the trip is Grogu already kind of trapped under some rebar or something, right? So he trapped under that joint. He can't get up. He's using a little baby force trying to do a little push-up, but he can't get it off. Now, all of a sudden, you see his daddy in trouble and the third Praetorian guard trying to go. He said, get up out of here. I never seen a dude just completely disregarded with the force that way. He just threw him over to the left. He was like, to the left, my player, to the left, my player. Yo. Yo, the use of the force. Yo, Grogu, honestly, Grogu really don't need nothing else. Because just between the force push, pull, and hold, the dude was like, oh, let me get my weapon. He was like, yoink. He was like, somebody tried to come through. He's like, nah, back up, my bud, back up. You know, I love the usage of the force from this young whippersnapper we know as Grogu. Because, I mean, it's not like he's well-versed in combat tactics, but he just knows, look, you want that weapon? I'm going to take that from you. Oh, you trying to hit my dad? Let me pause that. Pause that. It ain't going to be no killing up in here. Well, nah, we going to be killing you, but you ain't nobody going to be killing us. Yo, did y'all know he was going? Well, I guess y'all didn't know he was going to do that neither, because we all watched it, you know, for the first time. But still, yo, okay, because Bo-Katan got, you know, she got that, you know how you get that last power of love? Or it's either power of, like, hate or anger, or that power of love where you like, ah, and she went at him, right? And I was like, oh, snap, she looking good. She hit him a couple times. And then he caught her hand. I didn't know you could just crush a lightsaber like that. He crushed that joint like a soda can. Either Moff Gideon has been hitting the gym and we don't know, or he's been juicing up. He's probably juicing up because, I mean, he's been doing all that cloning. He probably cloned some more muscle fibers or something. And also, he got that suit. So he probably, between juicing up and the suit, and also, it just seemed like the dude got mad hands on him. I ain't going to hold you on that. I got to give credit where credit's due. I think he got hands. But I didn't think he was just going to destroy so the Darksaber is destroyed. But anyway, we still got an ace in the hole. Because Axe is like, I'm going to crash this ship into the base. All right, I'm going to take all y'all out. So y'all better get out of the way. Because if y'all get out of the way, everybody, Moff Gideon, Bo-Katan, all y'all gonna be gone. Y'all keep on playing. Like, y'all just better move up and move out. Alright, hold up. Shouts out to Axe for getting out of the ship, so he made it. But, hold up, Moff Gideon. Hold on for just a second. He had the nerve to say that Mandalorians are weak once they lose their trinkets. But you wanted these trinkets though, right? You wanted these trinkets. You was all up on these trinkets, getting so many trinkets that you put trinkets on all your soldiers. But they just trinkets, right? Because a trinket is something that has no value. If I was to look up what a trinket is, just for a moment, for everybody in here, a trinket definition is a small ornament or item of jewelry that is of little value. Alright, now I'm gonna keep it real with you. I would not consider Mandalorian armor or weaponry an ornament. I would also not consider it a piece of jewelry. And I dang sure wouldn't say it's of little value. Because if it was so little in value, why you trying to get it so bad, huh? Why you want it so bad? Why, if it's just a trinket, why you got trinkets all over your body, huh? Huh? All over your body. Why you got that? Why you got that trinkets? Man, miss me with that. You know what? It's because whenever someone start losing or they don't get, then all of a sudden your stuff is whack. You know what I'm saying? When they want it from you, you all that. Oh, I want you so bad. I want everything you got. I want to roll with you, dog. Then when you be like, y'all, man, I don't roll like that. Me and you need to split. I don't want to chill like that. All of a sudden, now you a whole bunch of B's and H's. Now all of a sudden you a whole bunch of B-A-N's. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nobody then. All of a sudden you whack. All of a sudden these is trinkets. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that. You wanted these trinkets though, or you was working hard to get these trinkets. Talking about a trinket. Done lost your mind. Got the nerve to come in here talk about a trinket. You done spent your whole time sneaking around since season one for trinkets. In Jesus' name, Lordy Lord, this man said trinkets. I'm not even Mandalorian and he got me mad about this. He said trinkets. The man has been working for years to get this stuff. Now all of a sudden it ain't working out. Now all of a sudden it's trinkets now. Now look, let's move on before I get mad. Bossest move of the season. Bruh, no, okay, so first Grogu said, oh, you want your weapon, right? Well, why, you don't need that trinket no more. Boop, he threw it out of the, look, the ship crash landed, and I'm like, oh, well, they gonna fly up at like the last second. Nah, bruh, they ain't need that, because Grogu said, I am one with the Force. The Force is with me, you know what I'm saying? He said, let the love and light flow through me. He said, let the power of the energies, let the life force from around the galaxy infuse through my being to be able to protect my loved ones. Amen. Now, all right, maybe he didn't say amen, but still, you knew it was real. You know what? I'm gonna say it like this. With this, Grogu, your training is complete. You done, all right? You a full Jedi right now. All right, we gonna give you a robe. Well, we gonna give you another robe, because, well, that's not like a robe. That's like a potato sack or something. But we gonna give you a little baby robe. Like, we gonna go to Carter's and get you a size one robe, like a 1T. Get you a 1T, like a Jedi onesie. And going to give you, we're going to braid up some of that little baby hair on the top. And we're going to give you a couple beads on it. And then, because you done. You finished. Like, you done did it. You finished. You have reached the higher level. And you have now got the glow. Oh, yeah, that's right. We back here. We doing the Mandalorian baptism. All right. You got Papa Din Djarin coming in here. You know what I'm saying? Going through the Mandalorian CPS, adopting baby Grogu. You know what I'm saying? So we good now? Oh, yeah. Yo, this one I'm talking. He like, I'm going to adopt him as my own. This is my baby boy. This is my son. But come on, man. Tell your heartstrings ain't playing right now. Man, come on. Now he going to take him on his own missions? Take him on his own adventures? So, look. Hey, come on. Din Grogu, we here. We here now, you know what I'm saying? We saw him from a young buck. Well, I mean, I guess he's still a young buck, but you know what I mean. We saw him from a younger buck, all right, in season one. In season two, he was still just trying to figure it out, trying to get his way, all right? But now in season three, the man he's full adoption, all right? And he done stopped the fire, man. He done stopped the fire of wrath. You know what I'm saying? The fire shall not touch. Come on. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to be feeling these moments. Oh, and Grogu saw that Mythosaur, too. He was like, yo, what's up, man? The Mythosaur is so old and so big. He was just like, psh, what up, man? Look, I'm tired, so I don't really feel like getting up right now. You know what I'm saying? So you just gonna have to chill out and, you know, just be up there. Do your missions, little brother. Do your missions. Yo, that lighting ceremony was fresh. Man, come on, man. This is, you know what? I'm feeling this. We got a little bit longer, you know what I'm saying? I see there's a little bit more time, but man, we looking good right now. We looking real good. For Mandalore, this is the way. Come on, man. Everybody done came back together. You got the people with the helmet, the people with no helmet. You know what I'm saying? They all back. I know people hate it. But I love Grogu's little walking and his running. Them little baby feet. Them little puppet baby feet. Man, come on, man. Look. Hey, y'all gotta, come on, man. Like, just, y'all can't be like, yo, we want practical. We want practical. And then be like, yo, man, why he walking like cousins? Y'all want it practical, right? This about as best as y'all gonna get. And I love them little legs. Go on with them little baby feet. Lord, the boy got happy feet. Alright, so shouts out to Grogu for getting grub wherever he go. You know what? I don't think I've really talked about it a lot, but whenever Grogu goes somewhere, he immediately like, yo, where the snacks at? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all got food? Homie come, yo, you know what? He's like Hakeem and Moesha. Every time he come in, he trying to eat. Shout out to Teva. I think it's Teva. Is it Teva or Teva? Somebody in the comments will let me know. They'll be like, man, it's Teva, like Teva. But anyway, yo, I love how he was like, I don't know if the Republic will let you do it. Yo, Teva, here's the cool thing about Teva. Teva's the one that's going to cite you policy, but then be like look around real quick and be like, all right, check it, look. Ain't nobody looking, so look, go on and do that. And I got your back on it. Just, you know, be quiet about it. Alright, okay, Grief Karga, I see you. Your boy Apollo said, look, hey, I'ma give you a deed to some land, cause everything you did for us, I gotta do you a solid. And check this. Got a little spot for you just in case, get a little slimmy back down the way. You know what I'm saying? A little honey dip, a little Miss Mando. You know what I'm saying? You know, live the good life. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, put your helmet down, you know what I'm saying? Live a good life, tend the land. You know what I'm saying? Mind your business. Don't be shooting nobody no more. You know what I'm saying? Hang up your hat, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Live out your days with your lady and your kids. Just chilling, just minding your business. That's what I'm talking about. So we brought IG-11 back. The people in Navarro are happy. And yo, by the looks of this little spot that your boy Mando got, okay, I see you. All right, Mando, I see you. Got a nice spot. You know what I'm saying? Got the Corvette parked in the lot right outside. You know what I mean? Ain't no grass. He gonna maybe plant some Kentucky bluegrass or something. I mean, he gonna have to do something about the landscaping. But I mean, it looked nice. It looked kind of small. Maybe you need a little more space. Because I mean, you know, with Miss Mando, she gonna need some more space. You know what I'm saying? She gonna need some closet space. Then, you know, I mean, she ain't gonna wanna live in a hut. You know, she gonna wanna look. Maybe it's a basement. Maybe it's like a full basement. But don't worry about that. At least you got a nice place. It look like you got, you know, little, I don't know, machines or something. I don't know, there's electricity or whatever back there. You got one tree. You know, maybe it's some fruit on it or something. I don't know. But, you know, once he build it up a little bit, it'll look a lot nicer. Okay. All right. You know what? I can't be mad at this. I like this season a lot. I'm digging it. This seems like a very good close to what we have now. Now, I know they announced that there's going to be a movie from Dave Filoni. I hope that happens because, you know, like Jay said, there are a lot of joints that get announced for Star Wars and don't happen. So, I don't know, but I think this is a good place to end. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, we can all speculate on the missions they go on and how Grogu grows up, but you know, it's nice. You know, he got some land for the little kid. That's all we all want. You know what I'm saying? A nice safe space for to raise our seed, you know what I'm saying? Grow, you know, live in love. That's all, you know, you just want to be living and loving. That's all you want to do. You know, you don't want to be shooting people all your life. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no way to live. I mean, I know you Mandalorian, I know you a bounty hunter by trade, but sometimes you just want to sit back. You know what I'm saying? You just wanna go out to eat with your lady. You know what I'm saying? Maybe watch, sit back and watch a kid go play. You know what I'm saying? Watch him grow up like a weed. That's all. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too much. It's a simple life. That's what he's looking for now. Now we need Star Wars HGTV to kind of help out that yard and maybe put a back deck on there or something. Maybe an in-ground pool. You know what I'm saying? Something nice for the kids. You know what I mean? He got a little pond out there. But, you know, like a pool. Like something you could just, you know, kind of like, I guess keep your helmet on, but still, you know, getting your Mando shorts and just kind of like relax. The little chair. It's like a blow-up chair. You can like chill out on the water. Just something where he can relax. Because I feel like Mando hasn't really had time to have a spa day. But with that said, NERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. Of course, this show has been amazing in so many ways for me. I don't think there's an episode that I don't like of this show. Now, I mean, of course, there's better episodes than others, but I don't think there's an episode of this show that I don't like, regardless of the seasons. I will say, after watching the show, Rick Famuyiwa is my favorite director out of the whole series. And I think Star Wars, or I think Lucasfilm, would be stupid to not give him the, you know, they announced these movies and Rick was not a director of any of them. But at the same time, Rick might not want to do that. Maybe like, yo, man, look, I did my thing and I'm ready to move on. Who knows? But I'm going to tell you like this. Rick is killing it on these episodes. There is no whack episode that he put out. And as far as the show in general has been solid and I have truly enjoyed it. So holla at me. I'm going to holla at you down in them comments. Let's talk, of course, some Mando. We can talk Star Wars in general. But until next time, until the next Force push, until the next hyper jump, or until the next Smuggler's Run, this is from me to you saying peace.